Who ever heard of washing your shredded cheese or just washing cheese in general?
Not me. Who wants wet cheese?
I can imagine, but go ahead.
No.
Imagine wet cheese.
Cheese, but like imagine, okay, if you're not getting the thick cut, like let's say you're getting like the finely grated, you have to put that into a colander and then get it wet, and then it's just a scoop full of
mush.
Cheese mush.
And it's gross. Probably, I mean, if it's real fine, it's going to go right through the colander.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
I don't either.
There's people on TikTok that are washing their shredded cheese. Here they are talking about it.
We're going to wash the shredded cheese. It's supposed to make it taste better.
She claims it tastes better.
Better. She made better 14 syllables.
Yeah.
Better.
Something off of there.
Huh? It's cloudy coming off of there.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
What is he, Marty Huggins, or what's his name from?
Is this
Marty?
The campaign, or whatever his name is?
Is this Josh and Mama?
Just look
Josh
at
Mama.
It.
Look at it.
Just look at it.
It tastes good.
The difference.
You can see the difference. Look at that. Now you can actually feel all that stuff on this cheese.
Now you're thinking about it, you feel it.
It feels so much cleaner. Like
cleaner.
It's,
what?
It's more smoother than this cheese right here.
Oh, my.
More smoother.
Yeah, just to let you know, so there was a rumor that came out a while back that said there's plastic in shredded cheese. It turns out to be it's some kind of chemical that makes it so that cheese doesn't stick to itself.
It's an anti-caking chemical.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So since then, so people, that's one of the reasons why they're seeing what they're seeing. But since then, I don't buy the shredded cheese anymore.
No.
I buy the block.
And shred it yourself.
It's such a pain in the neck, unless you have something you
can
tell me
about. You
really
don't buy shredded cheese because you know this story?
No, not the TikTok. So I've done this for like.
I know. I mean, like, is it the chemicals?
I heard about like Mediterranean diet said that is a lot. You try to get a little.
Yeah, I got
also,
you.
It does not because of the caking. I talked about this a lot on Cooking with Katie in a Cocktail. Probably almost every single time I use cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the anti-caking chemical, it doesn't melt the same way that that if you shredded it yourself from a block of cheese, it's going to be much more. Delicious and gooey and get the cheese pull. Like, you don't get that.
Tastes a lot better when you do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about spray cheese?
There's no chemical. That's not
there's
cheese.
No way there's chemicals in that.
We're now in two very separate camps.
I always
here.
Wash it, though.
Yeah.
Wash the spray bottle.
The problem is when you do it yourself, like, if you can't, like, store it. Because as soon as you put it in the refrigerator, it starts clumping together.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
yeah.
for the one day.
Yeah, it's not worth
you
it.
You just shred. You have to... Just what you need, and then just put the block back in there.
Mm-hmm.
I need a better system, though. Mine is a pain.
Do you not have a box grater?
I'm sure Katie has some kind of special system.
I'm sure
send
I
him
do.
One. Send him the best on
I
the market.
I already sent him our pizza oven.
Send him the best on
the
market.
She just sent her around.
She just sent me her pizza oven.
He asked me to.
Magnificent.
Yeah. He asked me to.
Right.
But I did not send you the cart that we also purchased that the pizza oven goes on, but that's for a different day.
Oh. Is it an indoor outdoor pizza oven?
It is, yeah. No, this is just outdoor.
Just outdoor.
It's a solo stove.
Is it the solo stove?
Yeah, that one.
I mentioned Matt how he puts his pizza up on his
on the
egg thing.
I put mine on the egg.
It's great.
I grill it, Jared.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nice.
We do grilled on our Traeger.
I would like to try that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot like a brick oven.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that real crisp bottom. So good.